Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, January 25th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump's impeachment trial delayed in the Senate. A major newspaper conceals an unflattering story about Kamala Harris. Arizona Republicans censure their own governor. A new study shows Biden voters less likely to value free speech. The CEO of MyPillow suing a newspaper. Also ahead, Americans say the press is not to be trusted. But first, a growing number of Republican senators urging Democrats to abandon their latest impeachment push. Senator Marco Rubio labeling the entire situation stupid. Said Rubio, quote, "We already have a flaming fire in this country. Why douse it with a bunch of gasoline?" Unquote. Congressional leaders plan on starting the proceedings February 8th. The Washington Post caught concealing a negative statement by Vice President Harris. She apparently laughed at the thought of incarcerated criminals begging for water. Ms. Harris made the comments in July 2019, but the incident was hidden by the newspaper. The Republican Party of Arizona, formerly censuring Cindy McCain, Senator Jeff Flake, and current Governor Doug Ducey for refusing to back Donald Trump's electoral challenge. Some claim election officials illegally counted upwards of 50,000 ballots for the Democrat in Arizona. No hard evidence of fraud, however, has yet been produced in Arizona. A recent survey by Skeptic.com shows Democrat voters favored free speech less than those who cast ballots for Donald Trump. Americans supporting Mr. Biden were significantly less likely to support First Amendment rights of speech and thought, according to the Skeptic website, which I am a little skeptical of. MyPillow founder and staunch Trump ally Mike Lindell suing British newspaper The Daily Mail, which is the absolute worst, in my opinion. Mr. Lindell says the newspaper ran a story about him having an affair with actress Jame Krakowski. Both Lindell and Ms. Krakowski deny even meeting each other ever. In a moment, new survey says many Americans do not trust the press. Right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As almost everyone knows, the media in the USA has big problems, and a new poll says trust in that media is at an all-time low. The survey conducted by global communications firm Edelman. And here are the stats. 46% of Americans do trust the traditional media. That statistic was 59% 2 years ago. So the media is losing ground fast. And 54% of those polled have big problems with the press right now. That is the worst number ever recorded in 20 years that Edelman has mined data. In addition, 58% of Americans think most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology than with informing the the public, which is absolutely the case. 56% of people believe the media is purposely trying to mislead by saying things they know are false. That is true. As far as parties are concerned, 57% of Democrats say they do trust the media because it's essentially liberal. Just 18% of Republicans trust the press. Now, I have been a professional journalist for 46 years. I've worked for CBS News, ABC News, Fox News on the national level. When I started my career, the press in America was liberal, but would report most stories honestly. Vietnam was a good example. The press portrayed that terrible situation in a true way, generally speaking. But since the advent of cable news, things have changed. Because the big corporations have moved in, and they know they can make hundreds of millions of dollars, not by reporting the news, but by giving opinion. Now, you may remember that Ted Koppel, the former ABC newsman, blamed me, your humble correspondent, for the situation on cable news. I started the opinion trend on Fox News way back in 1996. And I did that because there was not a op-ed page on television. I created one, but it was clearly labeled commentary. And I clearly told you, as I do today, how I feel and why my analysis is fact-based. But then, as Fox News became a billion-dollar operation, AT&T, that's CNN, Disney, that's ABC, Comcast, that's NBC, Viacom, that's CBS, all started injecting opinion into everything. Thus, standards of news gathering collapsed. On the newspaper front, the two most famous papers, the New York Times and Washington Post, have always been liberal concerns. And now, most Americans know it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 50 years ago this week, a jury in Los Angeles convicted a self-described messiah and his followers for a series of gruesome murders across Southern California. The events will go down as one of the most infamous crimes in American history, the Manson Family Murders. The 1969 killing spree left seven people dead, including pregnant actress Sharon Tate. The killers, young suburban girls under the thrall of Charles Manson. Soon after the gruesome killings, Manson and his crew were caught, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. The nation was stunned. So what happened to the Manson family? Well, Charles Manson himself liked to read fan mail. He received 75,000 letters a year in prison. The cult leader even charged $200 for a written response. When Manson wasn't reading letters, he was plotting his escape. Prison guards caught him with 100 feet of rope. He confessed that he intended to build a hot air balloon and fly away. In November 2017, after 45 years in prison, Charles Manson died of cardiac arrest. He was 83 years old. Other members of his so-called family haven't fared much better. Susan Atkins, known in the cult as Sexy Sadie, embraced Christianity after decades behind bars. The parole board didn't buy it. She was rejected 13 times. Atkins died from a brain tumor in 2009 at age 61. Leslie Van Houten, known as Lulu, she's been recommended for parole on 5 separate occasions, only to be overruled by California governors. Patricia Krenwinkel, a.k.a. Big Patty, was almost a nun before she got mixed up with Manson. Now she holds another distinction, California's longest-serving female prisoner. Despite being a model inmate, she's been denied parole 14 times. Next shot, next year. And here's something else you might not know. The Manson family murders would go on to inspire 55 documentaries, 20 movies, and hundreds of books. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.